I think yesterday the guys talked about the energy being high, the vibe being good around the new head coach. What has it felt like from your perspective?
It's been great. I mean, everything they said is true. Great energy yesterday. It was the first time we had helmets on out in the field. I mean, from my perspective, it couldn't have been better.
What's the value of having the whole defensive staff intact and just being on the same page with the coaching staff?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a positive for us. I mean, kind of jump back on right where we left off last year, you know, work on the things we need to improve on, and then build on the things we did well.
Hey, when you assessed your season a year ago, or you know, whatever, 3 months ago, what did you see in your play? What has to get better for you to make the impact that you want to make?
I mean, just really, I mean, there's a lot of things I need to get better. I mean, the injury was one thing. I mean, staying consistent throughout the season, just learning the defense as a whole, just building on that from what I know. And just improving the little things, just all around.
How has your knowledge of Vic's defense grown from year one to year two, year two to year three now?
I mean, it's been a big jump. I mean, I remember my rookie year. I mean, there being times where I was just overthinking things, wasn't playing fast. I could see it on film. You can see it watching, going back and looking at myself even last year compared to the first year. I mean, there's definitely an improvement in speed of play and just kind of taking that thinking out of it and just going out and playing football.
Is that just part of being in a defense that you're familiar with for that long now?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, just every year, I mean, every week you kind of build, you learn new things, and things are constantly changing. So, I mean, just the more experience you have, I mean, the more there is to build on.
There are several starters on the defense that are entering their third year with Vic. What type of impact do you think they'll have on the defense, and what will you be able to do maybe as a unit this year that you haven't been able to do in the past?
I mean, 3 years, I mean, it's a lot of time, I mean, to kind of learn the system, build that chemistry with guys that have been here that long, have been here this whole time. And I mean, it's another opportunity to help guys who may be new to the defense or haven't been had as much time. So, I mean, it's definitely good to have that experience.
With Jarrell gone, do you feel like that's your starting spot to lose?
I mean, right now, I mean, I'm just doing everything I can to be the best player I can be. This offseason, learning the defense, getting in shape, getting my body right. So, I mean, whatever happens, happens. But, I mean, I'm not going to change the way I prepare or work each day.
What was your reaction early on when you realized Vic was coming back and that news was out there?
I mean, I was definitely happy. I mean, like I said before, I mean, that's just an opportunity to build on right from last year, pick up right where we left off. I mean, I enjoy playing for him. I enjoyed the last couple of years. So him coming back, I mean, it's huge for us.
Do you read mock drafts?
Not really. Try to stay away from that stuff and just kind of focus on what's going on in here.
When you're a player that's been established in the league for 4 years, do you view the draft as, oh, they're bringing in guys to help the team, or they're bringing in guys who could try and take playing time away from you?
I mean, definitely to help the team. Everyone, the goal is to win. So, I mean, whatever that decision is, I mean, everyone plays a role. So, I mean, it's just something, like I said, you got to just kind of focus on yourself, focus on what's inside this building for now, and just take everything as it comes. It's not going to change the way I prepare, the way I approach each day.
Nick, what would growth look like for this defense? What would define a step forward for you?
I mean, just improving off last year. I mean, it's early now, but just taking the mistakes we made last year and even the good things, just building on that and fixing the mistakes, building that chemistry with guys, and just kind of getting everyone on the same page.
Is there a way to measure it for you?
I mean, you can definitely feel it throughout an offseason and going into camp, things like that. You can definitely feel where you're at as a defense, chemistry-wise, and just knowing things and being on the same page as the other guys in the field.
What's the vibe right now specifically amongst the young defensive players, knowing Vic's back? Like you talked about earlier, the Cat Newby. But the excitement level.
It's high. The excitement's high. I mean, just even after yesterday's practice, just going into practice, I mean, just the energy was high. I mean, we were all, I mean, for the most part, on the same page. I mean, of course, there were some minor mistakes, but, I mean, first day, I mean, that's going to happen. So, I mean, energy's high. The excitement's high. I mean, we're ready to just get out there and play.
What do you like about the way Vic operates?
I mean, there's a number of things that I like about him. I mean, he's a great coach. I mean, he's very detailed. He comes every day ready to coach. So, I mean, there's not much more you can ask for.
When you look at this draft class, is there anyone that stands out to you like, man, they'd fit so well in this defense, or I want them on our team?
I mean, like I said, I haven't really been paying attention much to it. Guys upstairs, I know what they're doing, so I'm sure they'll bring in the best candidate.
What's it like going in practice chasing around a guy like Tariq Cohen?
It's not easy. He definitely brings that pursuit kind of drill to the to the defense each day. I mean, it's just getting us better, though.
You talk a lot about how he can throw the ball, too, just run it.
Yeah, I've heard him talk about it a little bit. Not too much, though.
I think the league is zeroing in on kind of hits with the helmet down. What's your initial reaction to that and the questions you have as a defensive player on how that's going
to
go?
There definitely needs to be a clear kind of explanation. But as a defensive player, it's one of those things. I mean, you don't want to change the way you're playing football. You don't want to really, I mean, I'm going to go out there and play football the way I know how. I mean, you definitely have to watch out for those hits and be mindful of it. But at the end of the day, I mean, you can't let that kind of overrule trying to make a play or make you hesitate.
What do you want to know from the league and the people in charge so that you can be comfortable with how it's going to be called?
I mean, just a clear explanation. I mean, I know there's a lot of judgment calls out there, and I get that. But, I mean, at the end of the day, you can't really let it affect the way you play.
Nick, what's your assessment of Matt Nagy so far and the way he ran practice yesterday?
I mean, it was great. I mean, the energy was high. I mean, he's one of those coaches. I mean, he's excited to be here. I mean, he's ready to coach us, and, I mean, he shows it every day.
How does he interact with defensive players? He's talked about how he's the coach of the whole thing, but we all know his expertise.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a good job of just kind of getting to know guys in the defense and kind of expressing how he feels. I mean, he's been good. I mean, the first practice kind of hard to get a judgment on everything. Everything was new, kind of didn't know what to expect. So, I mean, we'll see more today. But, I mean, so far it's been great.
Did Nick have any extra responsibilities yesterday that maybe he didn't have last year?
Not that I noticed, so I'm not really sure.
Nick, you've known Kevin White for a while now. What have you seen from him just in these early days?
I mean, he's definitely getting better, improving. I mean, like I said, one day it's kind of hard to tell. But, I mean, his confidence is there. I mean, he's ready to get back on the field.
I'm sure you saw the photo of him flexing in front of the mountains. Yeah. What was your reaction to that?
I mean, he looked healthy. I mean, he looked like, I mean, there was definitely, his one arm was definitely smaller for a while there. So, I mean, it looks like he was getting back to normal, and he'll be ready to play.
When did you guys last go in first
meet? Me and Kevin?
Yeah.
I think it was my sophomore year of college. He came in from JUCO.
And to watch him go through the ups and downs, what is it that you learned about him? Personality.
I mean, just watching him going through his ups and downs, I mean, it's been hard on him. But the way he's taking it, I mean, just the criticism, the things, I mean, he's kept on moving, and he continues to just try to be the best player he can be and just kind of stay on top of things and doesn't let things affect him.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.